कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वन चारी जमुना तीरा वन जन वल्लभ गिरिवर जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वन चारी जमुना तीरा वन जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्री श्री गौर नित्याय की जय। श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschattada Sutarine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 3, Text 23. We discussed this verse yesterday also, but since it has a very long purport, we decided to divide it in 2 days. So we'll repeat the verse again today. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam Jadiyate Tatra Pumanapa Pritaha Satte Chatashmin Bhagavan Vasudeva Hiyadhakshajeme Namasa vidhiyate Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam Yadi Ate Tatra Pumana Pabritaha Satte Chatashmin Bhagavan Vasudeva Yadhokshajo me namasa vidhiyate Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam Yadi Ate Tatra Pumana Papritaha Satte Chatashmin Bhagavan Vasudeva Hiyadhukshajo me namasa vidhiyate Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam Jadi Ate Tatra Pumana Papritaha Satte Chatashmin Bhagavan Vasudeva Hiyadhukshajo me namasa vidhiyate
Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam
Jadi Ate Tatra Pumana Pavrita
Satte
Cha Tasmin Bhagavan Vasudeva Hiyadhukshajo Me
Consciousness
Vishuddham
Pure
Vasudeva
Vasudev
Shabditam
known as
Yat
because
Yate
is revealed
Tatra
there
Puman
the Supreme Person
Apabritaha
without any covering
Sattve
in consciousness
Cha
and
Tasmin,
in that,
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Vasudevaha,
Vasudev,
I'm sorry,
Vasudev,
he,
because
Adhokshajaha, transcendental,
me,
by me,
manasa,
I'm sorry, namasa,
with obeisances,
vidhiyate,
worshipped.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
I am always engaged in offering obeisances to Lord Vasudev in pure Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Vasudev, is revealed without any covering.
So please repeat after me.
I am always engaged
in offering obeisances
to Lord Vasudev
in pure Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness is always pure.
In which the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
known as Vasudev,
is revealed without any covering.
So, the purport I read up to, anyway, I'll read from where I carried on. I mean, where I stopped yesterday, I'll carry on from there. The action of the internal potency is also described in this verse as apabritaha, free from any covering. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His name, His form, His quality, His paraphernalia, etc., being transcendental, are beyond material nature. It is not possible to understand any one of them with the materialistic senses. When the senses are purified by discharge of pure devotional service, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanang Bhakti Ruchyate, the pure senses can see Krishna without covering. Now one may inquire that since factually the devotees have the same material existential body, how is it possible that the same materialistic eyes can become purified by devotional service? The example as stated by Lord Chaitanya is that devotional service cleanses the mirror of the mind. In a clean mirror, one can see one's face very distinctly. Similarly, simply by cleansing the mirror of the mind, one can have a clear conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 8:8, Abhasa Yoga Yuktena, by executing one's prescribed duties in devotional service, Chetasa Nanna Gaminaha, or simply by hearing about God and chanting about Him, if one's mind is always engaged in chanting and hearing and is not allowed to go elsewhere, one can realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead as confirmed by Lord Chaitanya by the Bhakti Yoga process. Beginning from hearing and chanting, one can cleanse the heart and mind, and thus one can clearly see the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva said that since his heart was always filled with the conception of Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of the Supreme Lord's presence within his mind and heart, he was always offering obeisances unto the Supreme Godhead. In other words, Lord Shiva is always in trance, samadhi. The samadhi is not under the control of the devotee. It is under the control of Vasudev. For the entire internal energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead acts under his order. Of course, the material energy also acts by his order, but his direct will is specifically executed
through the spiritual energy. Thus, by his spiritual energy, he reveals himself. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:6, Shambhavami Atmamayaya. Atmamaya means internal potency. By his sweet will, he reveals himself by his internal potency, being satisfied by the transcendental loving service of the devotee. The devotee never commands, "My dear Lord, please come here to see me, so that I can see you." It is not the position of the devotee to command the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come before him or to dance before him. There are so many so-called devotees who command the Lord to come before them dancing. The Lord, however, is not subject to anyone's command. But if he is satisfied by one's pure devotional activities, he reveals himself. Therefore, a meaningful word in this verse is adhokshaji, adhokshaja, for it indicates that the activities of our material senses will fail to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One cannot realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by the attempt of one's speculative mind. But if one desires, he can subdue all the material activities of his senses and the Lord, by manifesting his spiritual energy, can reveal himself to the pure devotee. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead reveals himself to the pure devotee, the devotee has no other duty than to offer him respectful obeisances. The Absolute Truth reveals himself to the devotee in his form. He is not formless. Vasudev is not formless, for it is stated in this verse that as soon as the Lord reveals himself, the devotee offers his obeisances. Obeisances are offered to a person, not to anything impersonal, One should not accept the Mayavad interpretation that Vasudev is impersonal. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, prapadyate, one surrenders. One surrenders to a person, not to impersonal non-duality. Whenever there is a question of surrender or offering obeisances, there must be an object of surrender or obeisances. So, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam Jadiyate Tatra Puman Apabritaha Satteja Tasmin Bhagavan Vasudeva Hi Adhukshajome Namasa Vidhiyate. I am always engaged in offering obeisances to Lord Vasudev in pure Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Vasudev, is revealed without any covering. So, from the purport itself, we can see that it's a very important verse. Therefore, Prabhupada wrote such an elaborate purport. In the first part of the purport, Prabhupada pointed out that the material nature has three modes. Those three modes are mode of ignorance, mode of passion, and mode of goodness. Now, although in the material nature there is goodness, but that goodness is tinged with passion and ignorance. Therefore, the goodness in the material nature is not pure. The pure, unalloyed goodness is available only in the spiritual world. Which actually means, as long as we have some tendency to exploit this material nature, as long as we want to lord over this material nature, No matter how good we may be, we will be affected by passion and ignorance. Everyone in this material nature is affected by passion and ignorance, no matter how good he may be. Like we can see that when we act in the material platform, then we have the needs of our body. We have this body, so body has these some needs. Body needs food to eat. Body needs water to drink. Body needs air to breathe. So these needs, no matter how much intellectually we conceive, how much we intellectually understand that we are a spirit soul, we are not this body, but as long as we have this body, we have to succumb to the demands of the body. Right? Some people try, the sages in the past, they used to perform severe austerities, not eating, not drinking, not sleeping. Even they used to stop their breathing also. But although they stopped breathing, but they had to breathe maybe once a month. Just one breath after 1 month. But still they had to breathe. So actually it is possible. These yogis could do that. And even now some people display this kind of power. How many of you went to Kumbh Mela last year? In Haridwar? Okay. In that Kumbh Mela there was someone, Pilot Baba. You remember? Pilot Baba had some Japanese disciples. They were put into a box and they went under water. Went under the ground and they covered the ground. Like in a coffin they buried. And they stayed out in there for a long time. Maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, I don't exactly remember. Now how could they do that? If you stop breathing, if you can stay without breathing for 1 hour, then you can stay underground. If you can stay without eating, then you can stay underground like that. So some yogis, through the some yogic power, these kind of abilities are possible to acquire. But the thing is, they can stay there for maybe 1 hour, 2 hours. But then they have to come out again. Right? Please, everyone, switch off your mobile phone or put it in silent mode. So the point is, in the material nature, as long as we have the body is subjected to passion and ignorance. In passion, we become active. And in ignorance, we fall asleep. Isn't that our function in this material nature most of the time? During the day, we are very active. Now how we are active? In which mode one becomes active? In the mode of passion. And then you work very hard throughout the day and then at night, what happens? You fall asleep. And falling asleep is in the mode of ignorance. So passion, ignorance. Then in the morning you wake up, then what happens? You become active again. So you're back in mode of passion again. Then again in the evening or at night you fall asleep. Or the other way around. You're active throughout the night and during the day you fall asleep. So this is how passion and ignorance go on in cycle. Passion, ignorance, ignorance, passion. But mode of goodness is beyond that. A mode of goodness actually takes us out of the material nature. Like as I was saying, a person in a mode of goodness, what he does? like the yogis. They used to go in the mode of goodness. And mode of goodness requires certain prerequisites. Mode of goodness has certain prerequisites. That is, more, if you want to be in the mode of goodness, you have to eat the food in the mode of goodness. You can't eat in the mode of passion and be in the mode of goodness. That's why those who want to be in the mode of goodness, they have to become vegetarians. Eating spicy, non-vegetarian food is in the passion. And in mode of ignorance, rotten food. People eat rotten food. Some people love to eat rotten food. So anyway, this is the nature, like mode of passion, mode of ignorance. Now, if you can't eat in the mode of ignorance and be in the mode of goodness, or eat in the mode of passion and be in the mode of goodness, or you cannot act in the mode of passion and remain in the mode of goodness. Passion means activity. Using the body to enjoy this world. But mode of goodness withdraws. Therefore, those who are in the mode of goodness, what they do? They withdraw. They are not interested in materialistic activities. Like studies is actually in the mode of goodness. Playing is in the mode of passion. And falling asleep or getting drunk is in the mode of ignorance. So those who are good students, what do? They mostly use their time in studying. But among your students also you'll find that some individuals are more interested in playing games. So in which mode they're in? They're in the mode of passion. And some love to sleep. They are in the mode of ignorance. So this, in the material nature, these three modes are there. Predominantly material nature comprises of passion and ignorance. It is passion and ignorance. But those who withdraw from material nature, try to withdraw from material nature or materialistic activities, they are in the mode of goodness. But this goodness is material goodness. But beyond that, there is a pure goodness. And the pure goodness is beyond material nature. That is in the spiritual sky. Now, what is the difference between material and spiritual? The difference between material nature and spiritual nature, of course, the material nature you can say is made of matter. Spiritual nature is made of spirit, spiritual energy. That is a general description. But what actually causes the material nature to become material nature is when we put ourselves in the center, that is material nature. And when we put Krishna in the center, that is spiritual nature. That is the actual difference between material and spiritual. Like for example, you may be physically be in the material nature, but if you are acting with Krishna in the center, then you are not in the material nature, you are in the spiritual nature. Although physically you may be in the material world. So, this is the condition of the material nature, where we are the centers. That is material. But where Krishna is the center, that is spiritual. So Krishna in the center. Now when you go to the spiritual sky, who is the center there? Krishna. So there is a world where Krishna is the center. That is spiritual world. And that world is pure goodness. That reality, that nature is pure goodness. And in that world of pure goodness, there is no selfish motivation. Everything is centered around Krishna. So that is called Vasudev. That Vasudev is the spiritual pure goodness. The word Vasudev, Sattam Vishuddham. Sattvam means the mode of goodness. Vishuddham is pure. What is pure goodness? That pure goodness is called Vasudev. So that is the pure goodness or pure consciousness or spiritual world. And in spiritual world, Krishna is the center. Vasudeva, Vasudeva Shabditam, Jadi Yatre Tatra Puman Apavrita. Jad Yate. There, in that spiritual world, Yate is revealed. Jad Yate Tatra Puman Apavrita. Apavrita means uncovered. And Puman means, who is Puman here? Puman is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Here our eyes are covered, therefore we cannot see Krishna. But there we can see Krishna because Krishna is Apavrita. He is not covered there in the spiritual world. Jadiyate tatra puman apavrita. And satyecha tasmin bhagavan vasudeva. In satyecha, in that tasmin, in that satye, in that pure consciousness or in the pure goodness, bhagavan vasudeva, there the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed. Revealed, apavrita means revealed, uncovered. So that is the spiritual sky, that's the spiritual world. And this spiritual world is a matter of consciousness. When our consciousness is impure, then we will be in the material nature. When the consciousness is purified, then we'll be in the spiritual world. So it's just a matter of purifying our consciousness. It's only a matter of purifying our consciousness. When the consciousness is purified, then the Lord will become apavrita. The Lord will become revealed. So we can see in this way, to be elevated to the spiritual sky is a consideration of qualification. It's a consideration of qualification. You become qualified, you'll go to the spiritual world. It is not a matter of mental speculation or mental demand. I want to see the Lord. I hear sometimes some people say, I want to see Krishna. Yes, sure you can see Krishna, but you have to be qualified. If the blind man demands, I want to see the sun, will he be able to see the sun? Can a blind man see the sun? But if his blindness is cured, then he'll automatically see the sun. Or if somebody's eye keeps his eyes closed and says, I don't believe in the sun, I don't believe in the sun. Can he ever be? See the, can he? So his eyes have to be opened. So it's a matter of qualification. Similarly, our consciousness, when it is purified, then satye cha tasmin bhagavan vasudeva. In that pure consciousness, the Lord will become manifest. Krishna will be there. Vasudev will be there. And then what will one do? One will naturally offer his obeisances to that Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's a very important verse, very nice verse. So I'll request the devotees to try to memorize this verse. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Yes. Those who are in the mode of ignorance, how can we? Wake him up. Very good question. Very good question. Those who are in the mode of ignorance, how can we make them Krishna conscious? Right? Or how we can spiritually awaken them? To spiritually awaken them, one has to practice the spiritual activity, which begins with hearing about Krishna and chanting the glory of Krishna. Like, come to think of it, we all were in ignorance at one time. We didn't know Krishna. We were in ignorance. But then the devotees came and spoke to us. We got Prabhupada's books. We started to read the books. And as a result of that, we got to know about Krishna. And then we became active in devotional service. So we woke up. Right? We woke up and became active in the spiritual dimension. Right? You're from Indore? Bhopal. Okay, very good. What's your name?
Gaurav.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Gaurav. Okay, I welcome all the boys that have, boys and girls who have come here from Bhopal and Indore. How many of you have come from Bhopal? Wonderful. And how many of you have come from Indore? Very good. Thank you. So are you all happily situated? You are comfortably situated here? So, thank you. Yes, you have a question? Yeah. Take the mic.
What's the difference between spiritual world and qualification? When we have Krishna as center or some other god as center?
Some other?
Demigod or god as
center. Okay, okay, very good. Very good. What is the difference between having Krishna in the center and demigods in the center? Do you know where the demigods are situated? No. Demigods are situated in the heavenly planets. Beyond this, Jaya Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki Jaya, Jaya Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki Jaya, Jaya Shri Shri Gaunitai ki Jaya. So demigods reside in heaven. Heaven is a part of the material nature. You see, in the material, the geography of the material nature is, there are many universes. And each universe has 14 planetary systems. 7 higher planets and 7 lower planets. And the earth planet is in the middle. 7th from the top is the earth planet. Beyond earth planet there are 6 planetary systems. So the planet that is above earth planet is called Swarga Loka or heavenly planet. The demigods reside there. Like Indra, Chandra, Varun, etc. And they take care of different affairs of the material nature. Like for example, Chandra is the ruler of the moon planet. He is controlling the moon planet. Surya is another demigod. He is controlling the sun planet. Varun, he is taking care of all the water affairs, water department. Vayu taking care of the air department. In this way, these demigods are taking care of different affairs of the material nature. They, because they're in an elevated position, yes, they have a lot of facilities. They live in a very opulent and luxurious atmosphere. But the spiritual world is beyond this material nature. You get the point? Material nature, in the material nature there are universes, in the universes there are heavenly planets, the demigods are residing there. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Narayan, Vasudev, Nrisimha, Varaha, Kurma, Vishnu, they all are the manifestation of the one Supreme Personality of Godhead. He resides in the spiritual world. Okay? Thank you.
Is it like if you follow some demigod, it won't be said as following spirituality?
No, it will be elevated to some extent from your present situation by worshipping them, because you are accepting the higher authority. But that doesn't situate you on the spiritual platform. It is still material. Somewhat goodness, but material goodness. Because you are accepting the higher authority. But spiritual world is beyond this material nature. The spiritual world is where Krishna or Vasudev, as it has been pointed out, is the center, or Narayan or Vishnu is the center. Thank you. Yes, Nitin. Take the mic so that everybody can hear you. Switch it on.
You heard that ignorance, people eat a rotten food. Like we have, we know from Jatanjaya Tamil, Raghunath also, when he became truly purified. In Jagannath temple, he used to eat such a rotten Jagannath. So, how is it different from them?
You see, he was not taking rotten food. He was taking Krishna Prasad. Right? See how deep was... Okay, let us put it this way. Material is reflection of the spiritual world. So in a reflection, what happens? What is on the topmost situation becomes the lowermost situation. Right? So... apparently, Raghunath Das Goswami is taking rotten prasad. That's the highest form of spiritual activity. But it is reflected in the material nature. The food of... food in the mode of ignorance. Now, another thing is that he was taking it in a consciousness that I don't want to even take Krishna Prasad for my sense gratification. I just want to take Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy is there in the form of his prasad. And this prasad is prasad, but apparently in our mundane eyes.
But how about the goodness that devotees exhibit? Because is it like spiritual? Because it is precious?
Yeah. You see. It's like that question that came up before. Demigod worship is in the mode of goodness. Yoga practice is in the mode of goodness. But generally, what is this mode of goodness? Either demigod worship or impersonal Brahman is the goal. So up to that, it is material. But when you put Krishna in the center, then it becomes spiritual. Until it comes to Krishna, it will be material mode of goodness. Krishna or Narayan or Vishnu. Up to Brahma Jyoti is in the mode of goodness, like Brahmanas and the mode of goodness. But when a Brahmana becomes a Vaishnava, then he is in pure mode of goodness. Vaishnava means now he accepted Vishnu. As long as they were accepting Brahman, impersonal Brahman, they were in the mode of material goodness. Another part? Yeah, give him the mic. Philosophical speculation means by intellectual perception. But can Krishna be understood by intellectual perception? No. But to begin with, this philosophical understanding or intellectual understanding is beneficial, is helpful. You're starting. So intellectually you recognize that Krishna is beyond material nature. Material nature is causing the misery, and spiritual nature is full of joy. Like this is the intellectual understanding. But the practice of devotional service, through the practice of devotional service, one will come to the platform of realizing Krishna. So that there is a difference between intellectual understanding and proper realization. So that's the difference. Okay, yes.
Bhagavan, as we come in the due course of time, we lost our we don't want to achieve any material. So we find a lot of time and we thought we don't have to achieve anything, just for see which man like this. How to do that? We have my game.
No, say it again, I couldn't get the...
Because as devotees try to practice bhakti,
as the devotees try to practice.
As they practice bhakti, they lost interest to achieve anything material. They have no...
Yeah, they lost interest in materialistic activity.
Study also.
Yeah.
Then this fast even day, they don't have anything to achieve this evening. How to get rid of this?
How to get rid of?
Sleeping.
No, isn't it good to lose interest in materialistic activities? Huh? Or you want them to be involved in material activities? Then, so why do you want to get it back?
But then the past time I might see sleeping.
Okay. They lose interest in materialistic activities and sleep. Okay. That is also better in a way. Graphically, we can look at it this way. Consider the graph. It says 0 is the axis, and this side is negative, and this side is positive. Right? Now, negative is minus. So, if we consider the materialistic world is the minus side of the graph, then that is minus. Material activities are all minus activities. So, stop that and come to the zero point of sleeping. It is relatively better. But then what will happen? From 0, when he starts to act in this side, then he will be working in the positive direction. See, if they're sleeping, let them sleep. But make sure that when they wake up, then they don't go back to the materialistic activities again. When they wake up, they should become engaged in spiritual activities, devotional service. Okay.